and welcome to Teaching Gwinnett, a Gwinnett County Public Schools podcast. I'm your host, Bernard Watson, and on this edition of the pod, we're going to talk about an incredible but underutilized GCPS program that features a wealth of resources available to the public. I'm talking about Gwinnett County Public Schools Community Schools Program. And Soraya Santos-Felgenhauer is the director of the program, and she's here to explain how community schools bridge the gap between schools, communities, and parents, while also helping to provide solutions to school and community problems. Soraya, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be here with you today. It's a pleasure. I'm a little nervous because I've never done a podcast before, but it's such a pleasure to talk about something that I love that, my nerves are calming down pretty quickly.
No need to be nervous. We are all friendly here. This is a safe space. I'm not going to attack you. This is going to be a great conversation. I've actually been thinking about this for a while because I'm curious about our community schools. But I want to start off by first asking you to introduce yourself to our audience. Tell us your origin stories.
It's a long lost story of, I think, community schools and family and student engagement. I am from Brazil. I'm originally from Brazil. I came as an international student. I received a scholarship to attend college in the U.S. And after graduating and starting my career, I was a school counselor for many years. I worked in Denver as a social worker to start. And then I went into dependence and neglect, where I was really an advocate for children. And then I was transferred to a unit to work with delinquents. So I did that. I was in Denver for a while. And I worked, like I said, for the Denver Department of Human Services. Then I moved back to Georgia. And here I worked as a probation officer, a juvenile probation officer, again, trying to make connections with families and with kids in helping them navigate life and find ways that the educational system could be that door of opportunity, that door of, I think, dreams. Kids are an amazing chest of dreams and hopes, and, and we got to always remind them how awesome they are and their awesomeness. And then after that, I started with the school system in Henry County. And then after that, I moved to Oconee County. And in Oconee, I was also a school administrator. And then a great opportunity came that I became the director of family and community schools for Clark, for Clark County. And I was there for 2 years prior to come to Gwinnett.
I think our community schools programs is one of the district's hidden gems. I've seen firsthand how valuable and impactful community schools can be, but I feel like a lot of people don't really understand. How do you describe what the community schools program is?
It's really identifying gaps, identify or mapping what's around you, what the partners that you have around you, and really talk to those partners and think, how can they collaborate and bringing solutions or bringing, things that they are good themselves that can provide support for that school because that is a need that they have. So we have that what's called the integrated student supports. We have expanded learning time opportunities, collaborative leadership, which is very, very important because as we collaborate, we understand where the gaps are, we understand the needs, and we as a team, as a collaborative, force can bring those changes and those, meeting those needs of the kids. And also having family and community engage, wanting to know what's going on, wanting to know how can they participate, wanting to know how can they support, whatever is going on in the school, whatever efforts the schools are putting in place, that the community and the families can support those initiatives. And at the end of the day, we all have one thing in mind, is that student, is that child. That's the priority for all of us.
So tell us about some of the services that are offered.
Each school is different, so each school is going to have different services, but that is a set of services or initiatives that are very common among all community schools in Gwinnett County, which is driver's education. If you Please, I would say seek the community school coordinator. Each high school has a community school coordinator that is responsible for a cluster, for the cluster that that high school serves. And they do have more than what I'm about to share with you, many more activities, many more initiatives, because that is going to be aligned to the services and the needs of that specific school. But one that we have that is in combination will be the driver's ed, after school program care in the elementary school. And that's one of the things that my department, me and my amazing assistant directors, are working very hard in bringing an after school care program to all elementary schools. So that can be that support for parents that need that extended day of support and, you know, activities for children. So we're working very hard to make that happen. We have great partners that do partnership with us to, you know, make that a reality. Also, we have School Plus at the high schools to provide some academic support for the students. And we also have rental of school spaces, because like I said, that collaboration is one of the things that we do too, that if there is a community member, a community organization that needs space to have an activity or to do just pretty much anything, that they know that they can count on us to provide that support too, and they can rent space within the schools. Something else that we also have is many, many family activities that involve, you know, just classes for parents, they include international night celebration, so we can not only acknowledge but celebrate the gifts of many cultures that we have within Gwinnett County Schools and the many languages spoken in also Gwinnett County Schools.
So who runs these programs? Is this something the district does, or do we work with partners from the community?
It can be a little bit of both. If you're talking about the after school care program, we have partners from outside the school that run the programs. But my office and my ADs, we do, you know, collaborate with them. We do walkthroughs. We're making sure that the services provided are services that aligns with the vision that we have and for the care that we want our kids to have. But we have amazing after school care partners that are providing excellent, excellent after school care and extended, you know, opportunities for kids to do many things, STEM activities and many other things that can be, you know, that almost like a fun way of doing school after school. You're still learning, but in a way that it's more interactive, more hands-on. And of course, with the supervision of those programs, kids can have fun and go home, you know, after a long day of school. Each of the community school coordinators that are in each school, they're a wealth of knowledge. They're a wealth of, you know, they have a wealth of information in how can you rent, the prices of each space, because they are different between the sizes or the location of the spaces. So those amazing staff can give you all the details and all that you need to make sure that those partnerships and those rentals take place.
So basically, just about anyone can rent out space at our schools?
Correct. And that is true. And that's one of the great partnerships that we have with our community, that we open our school doors for partners and outside, you know, community organizations to use our spaces, you know, to run programs or activities or sports and many other things. And I'll send you to the community school coordinators in each school, because they are a wealth of, you know, knowledge, and they have all the information needed for those, how, you know, what's the protocol, what are the procedures, and what do you need to do to, you know, make those things happen.
Is it a complicated process to rent out facilities?
No, it's not. And that's why I say that those coordinators are a wealth of knowledge. They're there to support you through that process. And my office also is working on streamlining some of the paperwork that as we grow and as we continue to bring better services, that we're making sure that we're streamlining some of the paperwork needed to become even easier and user-friendly to the ones that come to rent out spaces.
And what about the costs associated with this?
Again, the cost can be different depending on the space and the size that you need. So again, those amazing coordinators can give you all the details on that.
So what are some of the public and private agencies and organizations that you work with?
Again, we have many partners, and like Gwinnett government has, you know, many initiatives that they have that we partnership with them, including they are one of the after school programs partners that we have. We have Corners Outreach that have an amazing program as well in supporting kids and also multilingual families and classes for parents. So they have a great partnership with us on that. And we have other aftercare programs too that, again, the YMCA, Right at School is another aftercare program that we have, and guests. So as you see, we continue to seek partners. We continue to seek what is around us and how can we bring those services that they have to, you know, support the kids within each school. And not only for after school care, but we have partners in many other areas too, that if that is a need in high school, that is, if we see that is a need for kids finding jobs or for kids to have, you know, needs to have a little bit of support and work development. So we can bring those partnerships to make sure that they have access to that information and how to, you know, not only have the information, the tools to pursue those things summer or when they even leave the high school where they're located at.
Okay, so Raya, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, we'll continue our conversation about Gwinnett County Public Schools, community schools programs. Stick around.
They say it takes a village to raise a child. The GCPS Foundation takes that to heart. Our goal is to provide support for every student and teacher in Gwinnett County through grants, scholarships, and more. We want to improve student achievement and empower the teachers who make it happen. To believe in the promise of Gwinnett is to be a part of it. We ask for your support. Be a part of the present. Be a part of the future. The future starts here. Make your donation today.
Looking at the list of activities at our high schools, the range and numbers of activities is pretty remarkable. Norcross High School, I believe, has the most with about 1,000 activities. South Gwinnett High School has the fewest with 4. What do you make of that?
I think that our community is very engaged and our community, and of course, want to be a part of the school. I think that what we need, the work that we need to do is continue the needs assessment and see the specifics and the type of initiative that's needed, you know, from each school and work on that. So I don't think it's a lack of engagement. I think it's just the work that my office is going to continue to do and be very intentional about finding which programs, initiatives are truly the ones needed for each school.
So it sounds like, too, this is part of a rebranding that we're doing as a district and, again, getting that awareness out to the public, correct?
That's correct.
And so I understand, too, there's some exciting changes coming between now and next fall. Can you share, give us a little hint about some of the things that are coming our way?
Absolutely. It's always good to bring good news. I think one of the biggest things that I'd like to share is that we're going to be very present there. We're going to be, you know, collaborating with school administrators, but we need the parents' voice. We need you to come. We need you to share with us what some of your needs are and let us know your heart. Let us know how can we make each school, you know, even bring better services or better support to kids. So we're going to start implementing with Fidelity the pillars of community school, but we cannot do without you. We are absolutely better together, and I want the community to understand that.
So I also understand that you're working with some local organizations to have some renovations or improvements to some of our schools too. Can you talk about that?
That was through the after school programs, through guests and YMCA, that they received a state grant and they're investing in our schools and making us, you know, giving choices for our principals to choose ways not only to improve playground but to increase safety.
If there's one thing you want the public to know about the community schools program, what is it?
We are here to support. We're here to engage. We're here to listen and to partnership with you. I think one of the things that's important to me is to understand that we don't know all the answers, but we believe that together we can bring solutions to problems, that we can bring our efforts, our partnerships together to make sure that we are serving our kids and preparing them for the 21st century.
In 3 years, what would you like the community schools program to look like?
I would like to see our schools to be hub of services where parents, kids, and community members can come, and they will know that is a welcoming surrounding, that all services that may be barriers prior to us being here, that now are just, you know, a branch or an arm of that school to make sure that those services are being provided locally. So kids do not have to go someplace else, or families do not have to pursue information, other ways to get that service. That we can really be that bridge that can provide those services, that information, and that feeling of collaboration between all stakeholders.
For more information about Gwinnett County Public Schools Community Schools Program, visit our website, gcpsk12.org. Soraya, don't move. We're going to take one last break. And when we return, another edition of Pop Quiz. Stay tuned.
Wash your hands! First, you need some soap, then scrub for 20 seconds. If you don't have a clock near you, then sing the ABC song. Be sure to scrub front and back, under your fingernails, and between your fingers. Dry your hands with a clean towel or a paper towel. For more information, go to www.cdc.gov/cleanhands.
Welcome back. It's time now for my favorite part of the show, and it's called Pop Quiz. Pop Quiz is a series of multiple choice and or true or false questions about Gwinnett County Public Schools, with the hope that at the end of Pop Quiz, our listeners will have learned a few interesting facts about you, our guest, and the district. Are you ready, Soraya?
I'm ready. I hope you guys are cheering for me.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. What Gwinnett County school is the newest in the district? A, Archer High School. B, McClure Health Science High School. C, Seckinger High School. Or D, Paul Duke STEM High School?
Paul Duke STEM High School.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect. The correct answer is Seckinger High School.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that.
Now, to be fair, Soraya has just been with us not even a year yet, correct? So.
Oh, no, not even 6 months. Let's put that out there.
Not even 6 months, excuse me. So she's still learning every day. Question number two. How many countries do our students come from? A, 191. B, 99. Or C, 300.
Bernard, you really, really want to challenge me today. I do know that we serve a large number of countries in Gwinnett County. As I've been to the Newcomer Center and other schools, that it just has amazed me the number of countries that I'm, you know, getting to know people. So I'm going to say the 190-something.
Correct. A, 191.
Yes.
Way to go.
Yes.
Question number three. True or false? The name of GCPS's scholarship fund is the Foundation Fund. True or false?
True.
Correct. Question number four. What school just celebrated its 100th anniversary? A, Jenkins Elementary. B, Moore Middle School, or C, Harmony Elementary?
I'm going to go for Moore Middle School.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect. Actually, it's C, Harmony Elementary, which just celebrated its 100th anniversary in February.
Now, let me see, because I'll know all of it.
Of course you will. Of course you will. Okay. So, Raya, this is the final question. This is the hardest one yet. Everything before this was the piece of cake.
Oh.
Do you need some extra time to get yourself ready, psych yourself up, do any last minute
water.
Studying, get some water? You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Would you rather lose your short-term memory or your long-term memory? And why?
It is hard. I would rather lose my short-term memory. And the reason is because my long-term memory is always going to bring the sense of belonging, love, compassion, hope, and belief I have in people. And I'm really think that as long as I have that in my long-term memory, even the things in the short memory, I don't remember, my mindset, my heart, and my motivation still will come from that place in my heart.
Okay. Soraya, stand by. Our crack team of accountants are calculating the score.
Oh.
And you passed. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Soraya, thank you so much for stopping by Teaching Gwinnett. I wish you continued success in your new role. Next time I see you, next time we have you back on the pod, you will no longer be new, and we'll be excited to hear about all the great things going on in the community schools program. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I look forward to that.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Teaching Gwinnett. Please be sure to tell all your friends and family about the podcast and make sure you subscribe. You can find Teaching Gwinnett on the GCPS website and wherever podcasts are found. Until next time, take care.